give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Greater works. Let's celebrate grace in this house. Somebody shall testify. Hear your names, please come. Sister Nicole Achung, Joy Okoro, Maureen Abu, Friday Lovett. Let's celebrate God as they come. Come and give God praise as they come forward. Hallelujah. Maureen Abu, your names and what God has done for you.
Greater glories.
Greater
glories. Somebody celebrate my dad in the house. Hallelujah. Oh, last year when Papa was in Amsterdam, I was there in that program. So Papa called out my name and many of us came out. So it was not me. I went back. So Papa called me back and blessed me and lay hands on me and said supernatural favor. So I claim it and I keep to it. So from that program, my life changed. Everything around me changed. So it was September. I was blessed with my documents. And October was blessed with a job. I'm here to give all the glory to God Almighty.
Celebrate Jesus in this house. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. My name is Friday Lovett. Please, can you help me celebrate my father, Apostle Professor Joseph Suleiman.
Come on, let's celebrate Jesus in this house. Your names and what God has done.
My name is Friday Lovett. Last 2 years, when Papa came to Paris, Papa located me by prophecy. And he told me that he's seeing God giving me 10 years document. So God did the glory last year, May. France gave me my 10 years document. I'm going to return the glory to the God Almighty.
Is that how you celebrate Jesus in this house? Hallelujah.
Okay. Praise the Lord. My name is Maureen Abu. My testimony is regarding year 2014 when Papa
came to Belgium. She had an encounter with the grace, and about six of them, Papa blessed them, and she had an opportunity to sow, connect to the grace through a seed. And after then, what did God do for you?
A debt of 40,000 euros that I had was cancelled after that encounter. And I had a dream. God asked me to relocate. I relocated to the UK. Everything has been perfect since then.
Can we celebrate Jesus in this house? Hallelujah.
Let her pass. Come now.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's done so much for me. I cannot turn it off. If I have 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough. When you heal completely. What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Yeah. Jesus' name. Take your seat. Break your Bible to Luke chapter 7.
Sit down, choir.
Luke chapter 7, verse 31 to 32. I want to thank God again for Pastor Godwin and the wife. The Lord will bless you. And after this program, God will take the church to a new level. There will be signs, there will be wonders, there will be miracles. And God will begin to bring outstanding testimonies in the work. And everyone that will be connected to it will experience a massive turnaround in the name of the Lord Jesus. Luke chapter 7, verse 31 to 32. Luke chapter 7, 31 to 32. Have you found it? And the Lord said, it was Jesus himself that was talking. So it's very important that we take it very serious, because these words were coming from the mouth of Jesus himself. The Lord said, wherewith then shall I liken the men of this generation? He said, I want to describe this world. I want to tell you what this world is. Wherewith shall I liken the men of this generation? And so what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you and you have not wept. Look up. I want to minister briefly, and I want to believe God that certain things are going to be corrected in your life. Frustrating satanic manipulations. Frustrating satanic manipulation. Jesus was speaking. I'm speaking on frustrating satanic manipulation. Jesus was speaking, and Jesus said, I want to describe this world. I want to describe everyone you see, the men of this generation. I want to describe the people of this generation. If I'm to describe this world in one phrase, Jesus said, what will I call this world? He said, this world, they are like people in the marketplace. And what are they saying to the marketplace? They sit down in the marketplace and they are telling everybody who is walking on the street that, we have piped to you, you have not danced. In other words, you are walking on your 2 feet and we are playing a music for you at the background and we are expecting you to dance to the music, but you are not dancing to the music. What does that tell us? He was trying to say, for everyone you see that is walking today, secretly there is somebody playing a music for the person to dance. He said, we have piped to you and you have not danced. In other words, for everyone dancing, there is somebody piping in the secret. What does that mean? It means for everything you see happening in the physical, somebody is controlling it in the spiritual. So Jesus was trying to tell us that anybody you see today who is walking on the face of the earth, anything the person is doing, is not doing it on his own. Somebody is hiding somewhere to control it. Do you know, when you grow up in life, there are vehicles today that you do not need to get there. When you press your button, the car responds. When you get a remote and you press a TV, from the room you can control the TV. In Jeremiah chapter 10, please give me attention, because I'm going to begin to show you the things that happened to your father, why they happen. The things that happened to your mother, why they happen. And that is why if you are not careful and you don't stop it, the same thing may happen to you, because somebody is piping. There is power in voices. Anybody you see misbehaving or behaving well today is responding to an invisible voice. In Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 23, the Bible says, it is not in the way of a man to direct himself. In other words, no matter your degree, no matter your certificate, no matter your beauty, no matter the passport you carry, you cannot control yourself. Everything you do today is a function of a spiritual remote or some people controlling the spirit. Even God cannot do anything without a voice. Look at a man like Saul in Acts chapter 9. A light shone on Saul. Saul fell down from a horse. All those drama happened. Yet that was not enough until a voice spoke. Look at
a man like Elijah. He was in a state of captivity. In 1 Kings chapter 19, the Bible says earthquake came, lightning came, rain came. All of that could do nothing until there was a still small voice. Look at a man like Moses. Moses was passing by and a bush was being burned by fire. He saw the bush. It was burning but not consumed. All of that dramatic encounter was because God wanted him to hear a voice. You must get to understand something today, that the reason why things are the way they are is because you are dancing physically, you are moving physically. The young man that broke your heart, that kept you in pain and regret, today you have children and there is no husband there. The very day you met him, it was a music that was played for you that you danced into without knowing. He also danced into a music without knowing. And both of you met yourself and made the mistakes of your life. If you check his family or check your family, someone has made that mistake before. There is a manipulation somewhere. Things are not just happening. They were manipulated to happen. Am I talking to somebody right now? And that is what we came to address, that evil satanic manipulation. We came to frustrate it today.
Listen, listen, take your seats. In 2 Samuel chapter 21, the Bible said there was a famine in Israel for 3 years. Every year there was a famine. And David prayed, he prayed, Father, why is there famine? Why is there no food in Israel? And God said, David, this famine is not because of you. It's because of Saul and his bloody house. He said, Saul killed the Gibeonites. Saul destroyed and wasted them. And the Gibeonites, their blood was crying out. So David went and met the Gibeonites. And he said to them, what do you want? And they said to him, we know what is happening here. Meaning that 3 years of famine that they were going through, the Gibeonites were aware. They knew the cause. What was the cause? In Joshua chapter 9, the Gibeonites deceived Joshua, and Joshua entered the covenant with them that he will never destroy them. But because Saul wanted to expand the territory of Israel, Saul wasted the Gibeonites, so the covenant was broken. The blood of the Gibeonites began to cry from the ground. 1 year, no food in Israel. 2 years, no food in Israel. 3 years, no food in Israel. Until David said, why is this thing happening? And God said, in fact, the Gibeonites knew what killed Saul. As soon as Saul did it, voices began to trouble Saul. The reason Saul could not sit on the throne was because voices were after him. He was moving from place to place. That is why he had to call David, so that David can play the flute, so that there can be another voice to counter the first voice that was chasing him from the throne. Am I talking to somebody here? It was not voice against voice. It was the voice that chased Saul from the palace. It was the job voice that killed Saul. It was that same voice that was not satisfied. He killed Jonathan. He was not satisfied. He made Mephibosheth cripple. He made Mephibosheth cripple. And David said to them, what do I do? They said, sir, to stop this matter, the 7 grandsons of Saul, hang them, kill them. David, if you read verse 7 of 2 Samuel 21, David had to spare Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was spared because of the covenant that he entered. 2 Samuel 21, verse 7. In verse 8, the Bible says he hung all of them, and that was when the famine stopped. What is happening in your life? You got to Europe. Things are hard. Things are bad. You left Nigeria. You left Africa. You left Ghana. You left Togo. You thought things are going to be better here. But the same voice that was crying in Africa is still crying here. You need to stop the voice. It was the same voice that stopped your father. It stopped sisters before you. It has no respect for location, because the devil does not need a visa to come to Belgium. It's a spirit. It can travel anywhere. You have to stop the voice. Jesus said, this generation, if only they understand that when they see anything happening he said it's like a marketplace and people are calling out to one another. He said, we have piped to you. You have not danced. Take your seat. He didn't say we have piped for you. You know what a pipe is? A pipe of music. They say, he that pays the piper dictates what? the tune. If somebody play a beat. Now, when this beat starts, bring it down a bit. When this beat starts, and I want to dance, what do? I follow the beat. Hold on. That is what it means for them when they say we have piped to you. Meaning we have dictated the steps we want you to take. Are you following what I'm talking about? There's a difference between piping for you and piping to you. If I start dancing like this, dancing, before he plays the music, it means I control him. But if he starts playing before I dance, he controls me. So that means in the realm of the spirit, they play the music. You have to be now forced to dance to the music they are playing. That was why no matter how you try to be decent, you try not to be like your sister, you still ended up somewhere. You try to keep yourself, you still made the same. Why? Because the music is played in the spirit. You cannot control it because it has been played. The only way to control it is to allow another music to be played to that music so that that music will be silenced by higher music. A young man stays from trouble, keeps himself from trouble, avoids everything called trouble, but at the end of the day, he still ends up in pain, ends up in regret, because it is somebody is playing the pipe. We live in a world of wickedness. There is wickedness in this world, sir. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, he said, and as such that he said that do wicked against the covenant shall he corrupt with flattery, but the people that know their God shall be strong. In Psalm 127 verse 3, he said the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. There is wickedness, sir. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 19, the Bible said the whole world lieth in wickedness. In Esther chapter 6 verse 7, when Esther wanted to address him, and he said it is this wicked Haman, this wicked Haman, this wicked Haman, this wicked Haman. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 13, like what he said, it shall not be well with the wicked. Am I talking to somebody here? In Job chapter 10 verse 15, he said, if I be wicked, it will not be good with me. Am I speaking to somebody? This word is a word of wickedness. You need to understand. In Ephesians 6:17, the Bible talks about spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Spiritual wickedness. Psalm 34 from verse 19 to verse 21. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, and no one shall be broken. Verse 21 say, evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be dead. This thing, listen. A man in south of Nigeria, woke up one day, the southern part of Nigeria, went to his wife's room with a machete, cut off her head, went to the children's room, cut off their heads, bundled the four children and the wife, put all of them outside, poured fuel, set them on fire, burned them. When he was arrested, they asked him, why did you do that? He said, voice. I don't know what happened. I was hearing a voice. Something just spoke to me. Hey, before you raise your leg like this, it's a voice in the spirit. When you see a young man chasing a girl, he's married, he has a wife, and he's chasing a girl that will put him in trouble, it's a voice. You see a woman carry her things, they say, stay, you say, I'm tired, I'm done with this marriage, I'm done with this marriage. She's not done, it's a voice that she's responding to. The voice wants her to end up as a single mother. The voice wants her to end up like a mother. The voice wants her to end up the way others ended up. But the voice is showing her where the man is wrong. The voice is telling her the mistakes the man made. The voice is telling her the way she has been treated. After 5 years, when her eyes are clear, the issues are scattered. It's a voice. It's a voice. I met one of my daughters. She carried a load that she's leaving. I said, where's your mother? not with the father. I said, your elder sister, not with the father. The second, not with, I said, you are the third. You don't know the same thing has come for you. Pack your things and go back. Pack your things and rush back. He said, Papa, you don't understand. I can't take nonsense from no man. I can't, no man, no damn man. I can't. I said, look at, pack your things. Your problem is complicated when the demon in you speaks English. Your problem is more complicated when the demon in you has mastery of public speaking, has good diction. Am I talking to somebody here? Demon in you is speaking Queen's English, very prim and proper, and you think this is a joke? There is a power that needs to be arrested. Am I talking to someone here? I came to make a decree. Every spiritual voice that manipulated others in your family, every spiritual voice that manipulated your sisters, I don't know who you are today, but God has sent me to Antwerp. Every voice that stopped your brothers, they made mistakes. Despite their efforts, they failed. Despite their efforts, they ended up in pain. I came to attack that voice, and I came to make a decree. That voice shall bow today. That voice shall bow today. That voice shall bow today. If your amen is louder, you are the one I'm talking to.
Take your seat. You know, when Jacob was talking to Reuben in Genesis 49 verse 3, he said, Reuben, he placed some curse on Reuben. He said, Reuben, this shall happen to you. This shall happen to you. Because you entered into some dangerous aspects of life that you were not supposed to tread upon. The Bible said from that day, now listen, study your Bible from that day after Jacob placed that word. There was no great man in the tribe of Reuben. No great man. Now, we only talk about Reuben. We only discuss Reuben. But Reuben was not the only one that got a curse. Simeon and Levi. He said, Simeon and Levi. He said, your portion shall be divided in Jacob. Listen to me. Today, he said, your portion shall be divided in Jacob. If you study Deuteronomy 33, when he was Moses was restoring every other person, he only restored Levi. He didn't restore Simeon. There is nothing like the tribe of Simeon. The mouth of Jacob divided it. Nothing like the tribe of Simeon. If that one was an irrevocable, go back to Deuteronomy 33, read it through. Levi restored, others restored. No tribe of Simeon, because somebody's mouth divided it. What those tribes were location, they were geographical location, they were towns. Somebody used his mouth to wipe out a town from map. And that is what am I trying to say in a nutshell? I'm trying to let you know, for everything happening to you today is controlled in the spirit. There is a timetable that you are dancing to. That if you do not address it on time, that is how old age will come. If you don't address it on time, that is how you get so aged you can't even move. That is why we need a place of prayer. Am I speaking to somebody here? If not, 5 years will go because a spirit has manipulated it. If not, 6, 7 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years is wasted because it has been manipulated and controlled by a spirit. But thank God, we don't have an high priest that cannot be moved with the feelings of our infirmity. He knows our pain. He knows our struggle. He knows our hardship. We have an high priest that is touched with the feelings of our infirmity. God has brought a rescue today. I don't care this voice that is speaking. I don't care the altar that is crying against you. But today, the power is broken. The power is broken. The power is broken. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Lift your way and shout fire.
Fire. Take your seat. Pasha kata kata. A young girl, somebody proposed to get married to her. And the young man spoke to her that they want to get married. And as soon as the young man spoke to her, she noticed, she agreed, gave the finger, gave her the ring, smiled, jumped, danced. She got home and discovered that something started hurting her. She was feeling itchy sensation. After 1 week, something began to grow inside of her. Less than a month, she discovered a male organ was growing. A manhood was growing inside her. She was confused. She couldn't tell the guy. She told the mom, they are from a rich family. So when they went to England, the mom took her for an examination. When she was in England, the doctor said, come upstairs. When she came upstairs, as soon as she lay down on the examination table, the manhood disappeared. The doctor asked her, I said, but are you in your family? How many mad cases? How many people have mental trouble? She said, nobody is mad. He said, but there's nothing there. As soon as she stood up and walked out of the office, the manhood came out. In other words, you can't marry. And no doctor can trace it. The funny part was when armed robbers came to their house to rob. When they were done robbing, they looked at her as a pretty, beautiful girl. And they dropped their gun, trying to be funny with her. When they saw what was under, I'm telling you, a power, that a force in the spirit. There are people, sometimes when you see people become emotional, people becoming temperamental, people feeling they are reacting to situations and conditions. They are reacting, oh, the way they spoke to me, I think I am done. Oh, the way I'm treated, I don't like it. Oh, the way they are, in fact, this, I'm done, I'm moving out of this home. Oh, I'm taking my things, I think I'm okay. Oh, I don't think I can do this. Sir, you are not reacting to a situation, you are reacting to a manipulation. You are reacting to a manipulation. Am I talking to somebody here? You are reacting to a manipulation, sir. And until you are ready to address it in the realm of the spirit, few years down the line, you will sit down regretting. You've got to address it. He said, they are like people in the marketplace. We have piped to you. You have not that. Now look at what Jesus said. He said, what shall I liken the men of this generation? They are like children. Men. Like children. Men. Like children. They appear to be men. But behind the mask, there's a mixture of identity. Men. Like children. In other words, when they come out physically, they put on the identity of a child. But behind the identity of a child is a man. Why do you put on the identity of a child? A child appears innocent. A child appears very innocent. So God is trying to tell you that behind the spirit of manipulation is deception. Deception. A mask. A mask. A mask. A mask. A mask. That tells me that if God begins to open some of our eyes to see where our battles are coming from, we would scream. Even as I'm talking right now, the person sitting next to you, if God opened the person's heart to you, some of you will change your seat right now. Am I talking to somebody here? If God opened the heart of the, you will change your seat now. You'll be shocked. You'll be amazed. Because we live in a world that is, and that is why I tell people, hold your God well. Hold God well. Don't play games. Hold God well. Hold God well. Hold God well. Serve God well. Because we live in a world that you cannot predict. We live in a world. One of my son is a footballer. He's a footballer in a particular country. And the young man was coming to Nigeria to come and open his house. And he was to open his house in a place called Warri in Delta State. While he was coming, he decided to pass through Auchi. And while I was praying for him, I saw him kicking a football. And I said to him, I saw you kicking the ball. He started laughing. He said, Daddy, I don't understand. I'll be a footballer now. What will I kick? Is this stone?
I said, that's not what I'm saying. As you are going now, I saw you kicking a ball. It's like somebody brought a ball as a gift. I saw you kick the ball, played it and all that. He said, I don't know. And I prayed with him. As soon as he landed worry, he went to his grandmother's place, the area he grew up, and he left there. When he got to his house, an old friend of his came to him and was like, it's long we saw, and gave him the gift of a ball, threw the ball at him, and as a footballer, he toss, put it back here, put it there, toss, and kicked it, and later said, thank you. He went to bed. 1 a.m., my phone was on fire. He said, Daddy, from my waist down, I cannot feel my leg. He became paralyzed. He says, I'm talking about mask from waist down. I said, but what did I tell you about you kicking the ball? He said, Daddy, you not tell me like that. I don't understand. From waist down, he became paralyzed. I prayed with him on phone. And I said, can you feel your leg? He said, not too much. Hey, wait till you carry me come, Nigeria. Who told me to come? Why did I come? He said, Daddy, when you saw the ball, why did you not detain me? Why did you delay me? I said, how can I detain and delay a full grown man? He said, oh God. They bundled him in the car and they brought him on a Saturday and they packed him upstairs. I held him to him in the office and I began to pray with him. After a while, he began to feel his leg. He felt the second leg and he was excited. I said, now go back to work. He said, go to where? He said, I'm going back to Europe. Go to where? He says, sir, you are my father. But if you see me in Africa again, cut my leg. See, if it has not happened to you, you don't understand. If you have not been a victim of certain things, you won't understand the wickedness of the wicked. How terrible this world is. How deadly this world is. Am I talking to somebody here? Few of my children, you know, where our church is, there is a student community. There's a polytechnic where our church is. So I was playing with some of my children. They came to me. They are students doing exams. So I was walking out. Okay, Daddy, bless my pen. I mean, young church members. So while I was blessing their pen, I turned to one. And I looked at her. I said, lipstick won't put you in trouble. Others started laughing. Hey, said, Daddy has caught you. Daddy, she likes lipsticks. Now, our lips were not painted though. I just said it casually. I entered the car. 3 weeks later, they brought the girl. Have you seen Pomo? Tozo, the mouth was like this, up to like three. Swallowed, collected gift that was charmed, used it on her lips. It started swelling. And it wouldn't go down, started swelling. When she, I've seen wickedness in this world. Am I talking to somebody here? Why am I saying all this? To let you know that there are some people that wear masks. Their real identity is covered behind the mask. There is something they are using to deceive people. Hold your God well. If you want to serve the devil, I beg you, serve him well. Stop church. And face the devil. If you want to face God, hold him. Don't be in between. Are you following me? Because in the past, enemies identify themselves. Enemies come as Goliath face to face. They tell you that, oh, they are after you. They have come against you with full force. But the enemies of this end time are enemies that appear close. Brothers fight brothers. Sisters fight sisters. There is wickedness. I'm not telling you this now to give you a defeatist message of fear, but to let you know that you must be spiritually alive and spiritually conscious, because the battles can come from anywhere. He says, men like children, anyone planted around you to hurt you with the intention of wickedness, today the Lord shall preserve you. I said, the God of heaven shall preserve you. The God of heaven shall preserve you. Listen, listen, listen. My prayer for you, listen to this prayer. The prayer I'm praying for you, every one of you, is that from tonight, God will begin to plant sincere people, genuine people, the right people in your life, in your life, in your life, in your life.
There are people that enters your life and things change. I'm telling you. Genesis 26 verse 24, God said to Isaac, he said, I'm blessing you because of Abraham, your father's sake. Laban said to Jacob in Genesis 30 verse 27, he said, I have learned by experience that God has made me prosper because of you. Another translation says, I have learned by divining the oracle that I have prospered and become blessed because of you. In Proverbs 13 and verse 20, the Bible says, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Am I communicating here? There are people that God see in your life, and God begins to turn your story around. In Genesis 39 and verse 5, the Bible says, God made the Egyptian prosper because of Joseph's sake. I decree into your life, the right people, 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 the right people. Take your seat. A man entered the church, and he got to the church and said, praise the Lord. Pray, 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 pray. Praise the Lord. Ah, this God is good. This our pastor is a man of God. He said all kinds of stuff. And said our pastor gave a word yesterday that in 24 hours God will bless somebody. He said, less than God blessed me. I made profits of several millions in my account. People clapped. Next Sunday again. Pray, 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 pray. This church is the rich church. God is here. God is here. This God, this man of God. You are a man of God. He said, after I gave that testimony on Sunday, I knew that in that this mind that he prayed for me again, I made another profit. Millions. Said everything. Third Sunday. Pray, 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 pray. He gave testimony again. He said, I made millions. While he was doing that, some people started looking at him. At the end of the service, he met one sister. I said, sister, I want to talk to you because I'm believing God to settle down in marriage. The sister knelt down. He said, confirmation. In fact, when you were giving those testimony of millions, I knew there was a connection between us. There was a connection. I'm Robert. There was a connection between us. And the brother said, it's true. That was how he proposed to her that day. She accepted that day. He said, we'll see next week. He said, no problem. When they say talk to your pastor, people say they want to control you. Have we finished controlling ourselves? That will control you. Do you know what it means to even pastor you? Talk of controlling you. Some of us, some people, pastoring them is a big problem. Talk of controlling. In fact, since you cannot control yourself, can somebody now help you to control you? The reason we tell you to tell us when you enter a relationship in church is because there are some of these brothers, we know them. They have brought people to us before. They cannot deceive us. By the time you point, you say, no, that one, she brought sister Sarah last week now. So when they tell you, I don't tell pastor, it's because he's a bad boy. He knows that pastor will catch him. He said, don't tell pastor, wait, cool down now. No, he's not a serious or a sincere person. So they refuse to tell pastor. He said, let's go to my place and see my people. The sister entered new Jeep.
been to Lagos. There's a place on your way to Lagos. In, sorry if you're not Nigerian. There's a place you are going to Lagos. They call it Shagamu. And they were on their way there. He was driving. The young man brought out a handkerchief. A voodoo witchcraft handkerchief. And wiped it on the girl's face. On the as he was driving, the girl just slept off. When she opened her eyes, she was in a shrine. She was in a shrine. And they tapped her. She opened the sheet. They began to cut off heads. Cut off heads. Days. When it got to her tongue, she was shivering. And she cried out in her language. She's from the Asan tribe of Nigeria. As she cried out, the man that was to cut her head said, "Asan, were he?" In other words, "Are you from that tribe?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Oh, you are my sister. I won't kill you." He said, "Do you know how you got here?" He said, "No." He said, "We projected you in the mirror. We saw you in that church. And we knew, how can we get this girl? She has a glorious destiny. We have to waste her." We say, "What is our weakness?" Say, "Our weakness is marriage. She's looking for husband. And she likes money. So we sent one of our men to give those big testimonies. We gave him a big jeep. We gave him to bring you here. It's you that don't know who you are. Satan can spend anything to get you. When you know who you are, the problem we have, listen to me, the reason," somebody said to me, "said sometimes you just walk into a place, you don't talk to anybody, you just frown, you just walk somewhere, you sit down the plane, you are leaving the plane, you walk out, you don't laugh, you don't smile." And it's not that I don't smile or I don't laugh. Nobody around deserves it. All of you around don't deserve it. I know who I am. I carry myself with what? So you need to be a king to relate with a king. Am I talking to somebody? You have to be super sensitive. Because in the days where we wasted compassion, we paid for it. In the days where we wasted compassion, we suffered for it. For you to enjoy our compassion now, you have to earn it. Am I talking to somebody right now? In the days of misplaced compassion, wasted compassion, we paid for it. So now, you have to earn it. And that was how life was wasted. Listen to me. Take your seat. If your father is not with your mother now, you need attention. If your mother separated from your father, there is no need beating about the bush. There is a pattern in the family that needs to be corrected. You have a sister that's a divorcee, or you have a brother that's a divorcee, or there are issues in the home. Sir, you have to address it. There is no need beating around the bush. There's a pattern that needs to be corrected. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes,
there's a pattern. The first time I ever flew in the plane, I almost died. I'll tell you what happened. My father, when he was flying to Mecca, my father was an alaji. Now he's an elder. He said the plane they were in, the turbulence was much. The plane almost crashed. When I entered the plane for the first time, I will never forget. I was sitting in the economy session. There was a young man that came with dreadlock. You know, he put earpiece. I can't forget that journey. He put earpiece. In fact, he just crossed my leg and sat by me. Very rude. But when the wind started, the guy didn't know when he turned to me. He held me. The guy helped me. He said, "Hey, we die. I said, "No, we are not dying." He said, "We don't die, finish." I said, "We are not dying. We are going, I remember we are going to Sierra Leone." When the plane went up, went down, went up, went down. I remember it happened to my father. The spirit and the voice was not there. It was waiting to repeat pattern. I wish I was talking to somebody here. That is why when people sow seeds, they are raising up new voices. There are people that enter your life, sir. You inherit their problems. Hey, let me give you this story.
let me give you this story. I was going to Miami. I was going to Miami, Florida. But I had to connect. I had to connect a flight. I was going to Miami. And I met somebody in the plane. We got talking. We talk and talk. And she said, I watch your program. Blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, that's nice. You know, we prayed. And I prayed with her. She was going to Miami, obviously, to somewhere else. When I landed in Nigeria one time, I went to preach for somebody in Ibadan. She came to see her mother. She attended the program in Ibadan. I said, ah, wonderful. But there was something I noticed that was following her. There was a curse. She said on her way to Ibadan, she had an accident in the vehicle. Everybody in the vehicle died, including the driver. She was in the hospital for a long time. She was the one that they were after. Everyone in the vehicle died, including the driver. She was in the hospital for a while. Now, finally, we met in Benin. I was flying to Lagos. She was flying to Lagos. We were in the same plane. Instead of me to be wise, oh, to know there is something following this person and change flights. We entered the same plane. I sat in the business class. She sat on the business class. He said, Daddy, I went for this, I went for that. I said, okay. He says, going back. I said, wonderful. We shook hands. As we took off, not to 5 minutes, everywhere was going dark. I saw the overhead seats. Boom! Bags falling up. The plane everywhere. She removed her seat belt. She said, Daddy, Daddy, we are dying, oh, we are dying, oh, we are dying, oh, it's because of me. She knew something was chasing her. I removed my seat belt. In the midst of the turbulence, I stood up. I said, oh, death, where is your power? Where is your sting, oh, grave? Listen to me, listen to me. I say, I shall not die. I say, my name is Johnson Suleiman. I cannot die. I mean, the plane, in less than 2 minutes, phew, he gained balance. Hold on. The people in the plane knew that it was when I spoke something. Do you know, when that plane landed, I took a time, I was looking for my phones and the rest. The pilot left his seat and came and greeted me. All the passengers came down and they lined up on the left, lined up on the right. As I was passing, they were clapping. As I was passing, they were clapping. As I was passing, they were clapping. Am I talking to somebody here? Hold on, that's not my point. That's not my point. As I got to the end, it was again, as she was fast. If you follow me, if you follow me, when Jonah enters your boat, you lose your investment. When Jonah enters your boat, when the wrong person enters your life, you start going through pains, you start going through regret, you start going through reproach, you start going through retrogression. When the wrong person becomes your best friend, you start going through hardship, you go through turbulence of life. But today, I don't know who is the wrong person around you. I came to disconnect him. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. I can't even go into my... I'm trying to go into my point. I can't even go into my point. Some of you, stop. Some people by marriage met the wrong people. So their life was redirected. 20 years, 30 years, 20 something years wasted. The Bible never said it that findeth a woman findeth a good thing. It said that findeth a wife. Many of you married women, you didn't marry wives. So you met bad things. Am I communicating here? That's the truth. I tell men all the time, I tell women all the time, if you have not missed it in marriage, you have not missed it at all. You may have missed a job, you may have missed anything, but don't miss it in marriage. You dare miss it in marriage. Are we together? We're going to pray. Every contrary voice, every every manipulative voice, any spiritual music. The Bible says in Galatians 3 verse 1, who has bewitched you, O foolish Galatians? When somebody is bewitched, the person starts behaving like a fool. Let me say this to some of you. Things don't just happen. What is happening now to you has happened to somebody in your family before. Oh, I wish I was talking to someone. Look very well. Look critically. Someone has been through that mess before. We're going to pray. I want to say this to you before we pray. The errors others made in your family, you will not make it. Where others fell, where they failed, where they got paralyzed in destiny, where they got crippled, you have gone through enough. You will go through no more. You have gone through enough. You will go through no more. Somebody say, my Father, my Father. In the name of Jesus. As I pray, every manipulative voice manipulating my life,
today
I terminate your assignment.
I terminate your assignment.
Open your mouth and turn it to prayer.
Rakapanada, 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 Rakapanada,
Amen. In Ecclesiastes 11 verse 7, the Bible says, truly light is sweet, for it's a good thing for the eyes to behold the sun. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 13, the Bible says, light excelleth darkness, as wisdom excelleth folly. In John chapter 8 verse 12, Jesus said, behold, I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In 1 John 1:5, he said, this we have heard from God, we declare to you that God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. In John 1:5, he says, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We will pray a prayer. In Job 3, verse 20. The Bible says, giveth light to them that are in misery. We're going to pray a prayer. Oh God, let light shine around me. Expose every darkness.
Amen.
There are some secrets that needs to be exposed. There are some things that are covered that need to be opened. My Father, let light.
Amen.
I've lived in the midst of darkness for too long. From today, let light shine around me. Expose every darkness. Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let light shine around me.
Let light shine around me.
Expose every darkness.
Let
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. To heaven.
Ushers, just lift them. Lift them. Lift your hands.
My life. Holy Spirit,
I stand
to receive
a disconnection
from the powers
that fought others before me.
I disconnect
from the power
that fought my father,
that fought my brothers,
that fought my siblings. Right now I receive
my freedom
by the anointing. I receive
my freedom
by the anointing.
I receive. Look at that. People are receiving already. Look at that.
I receive.
My freedom.
Now.
Holy Ghost, where are they? Holy Ghost, where is that girl? Set her free. Set that boy free. Power. Wherever the 43 of them are, Spirit of God, I decree that young man, that young lady, who you are disconnecting from what stopped others in their family. Holy Ghost, where are they? Holy Ghost, where are they? You are disconnecting that boy. You are disconnecting that girl. By the power of God. You are disconnected. Lose her! Every power that is not of God. I come against spiritual husbands. I come against spiritual wives. I come against spiritual husbands. Look at that. Ushers, be smart. Bring them. I want to pray for them. I come against your oppressions. I terminate your manipulations. I silence your maneuverings. I terminate your lose your hold. What kind of ushers do we have here? Leave them and go inside. La casa paratagash. Bring them to me. As your hands are lifted, I decree everywhere darkness resided, let light invade. Anyone here who is going through the same pattern the mother went through, the same pattern the father went through, the same power that stopped your mother, the same power that stopped your father, right now I release fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost. I release fire of the Holy Ghost. Be free. I release fire.
I speak your freedom. I speak your freedom. Amasakatayash. Lekotobraka sikata. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I exercise authority. I exercise that evil garment that the enemy has worn others. That evil family garment that has moved from generation to generation. That evil family pattern. That evil family music. That evil voice that has been crying. Ipose, kapose, kapose, kapose. By the anointing of Jesus. The Bible says the right hand of God is power. By the right hand of the Holy Ghost, I decree that the force of hell, the power of the enemy, is terminated. I terminate their assignment. I silence their manipulation. Lose your hold. Mandabash. Fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Anything I say, I'd like you to shout fire of the Holy Ghost. Anything I say, you will shout fire of the Holy Ghost. Spiritual husband,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Ushers, go behind. Leave here. Go into the crowd. Spiritual husband,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Spiritual wife,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Spiritual children,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Let marriage,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Disappointment,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Near success syndrome,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Failure at the edge of breakthrough,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Power of the father's house,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Power of the mother's family,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
What stopped others before you,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Spirit of delay,
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 fire of the Holy Ghost.
Please help that lady with the child. Take the baby from that woman. Take the baby. Take the baby. Spirit of delay,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Spirit of delay,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Spirit of struggle,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Disappointment,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Poverty,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Hardship,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Manipulations,
fire of the Holy Ghost.
Shut up, Pacato, Pracato, Socoto, Lencrucia. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Everyone or anyone here who is sick in body, you have any reports given to you by a doctor? I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Any affliction in your bone, your blood, your skin, there's somebody who has a swelling at the back of the head. You have a swelling. The Lord says you are healed now in the name of Jesus. Who is Augusta? Who is Augusta? I'm seeing somebody who is like a widow. Who is like a widow. Augusta. Is it you? Mentosa barande ki krushto bata. Empa sukrin de kokopa. Vizonzege. Lady, turn around. Turn. No. Face the crowd. Move straight. Keep moving. Stop. Do you know that person there? Do you know them?
My first and second daughter.
Bring two of them out.
Hallelujah.
Soko.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is telling me to tell you the wasted years are restored. Who is Quinta? What's your name?
Quinta.
Quinta. It's Pascaline. Pascaline.
My sister.
Huh?
My sister.
Pascaline.
Yes.
Come. Who's Pascal?
Come. He came yesterday.
Who is Pascal?
Pascal did not come today.
Who is Pascal?
My son.
I'm seeing a twin.
Yeah, yeah. My twin brother.
He's your twin brother.
Yes, sir.
You are a twin,
yes,
to
sir.
Pascal.
Yes, sir.
I saw God eliminating pain from this family.
Amen. Yeah. Oh,
come. Step back, step back, step back, step back. I have two messages. I just saw something on you. I have two messages. Number one, you will not be set up.
Amen.
I enter into a place. And I saw the Holy Spirit begin to show me listen to me, somebody wants to frame you. Be careful. I have two messages. One, somebody wants to frame you. And when the person frame you, I saw them walk to you, getting you arrested for what you don't know. Number two, I enter into, do you know anybody called Rosaline? Anybody called Rosaline?
Yes, one lady.
Somebody, do you know anybody like that called Rosaline? Let me describe. There's somebody, I'm going to pray for you. There's somebody, when I touch your hand, you go and touch the person's hand. Because children are dying inside us. Why are you? Children are dying inside her stomach.
Yes, daddy.
This lady will get pregnant, the baby will die. She will get pregnant, the baby will... Ediale. Rosaline Ediale.
Yes, she wrote
this one. This one will get pregnant and the baby will die. Put your hand on my hand. That baby has not been dying naturally. Someone has been killing the children. As I lay hands on you, I'm seeing the person who's been doing that. As I lay hands on you, you will lay these hands on the person and the killer will be exposed. Yeah. The babies will no more die. Yeah. And you will not be a victim. Yeah. Who is Tare? Who is Tare? Is there anybody by the name Tare? Tare. Tare. Is there somebody by the name Tare? If you know the person, you can come for the person. Ekwe kwalaka. Kaindura tuawela. Metuma kadi. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is telling me. He said, tell families here that closed doors are open. Yeah.
You are come. Natara, help her, help her. Closed doors are open. I want to say this to every one of you. Listen to me very well. Listen, this is February. From your day of birth, every month, week, day, year that the enemies tampered with, between now and the next 1 month, listen to me, what you were supposed to achieve those long time, the Lord will compute it and give it to you. All you've lost those long time, ushers, take care, there is power everywhere. There's power everywhere. There's power everywhere. All you've lost those long time, Jesus will compute it and give it to you. Jesus will compute it and give it to you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You will get better jobs. Documentations are released. Even your loved ones, help them, help them, help them. Even your loved ones who are looking for their documentations are released. Closed doors are open in the name of Jesus. Sidayakrati and the Bunkosh. Malika Sapranta. I decree the power to be close to God come upon you. The power to walk in fellowship with God come upon you. The power to walk with God come upon you. The power to walk with God come upon you. In the name of Jesus. It's your season. It's your season. It's your season. Just wave your hands and begin to appreciate Him, because God will surprise you. God will surprise millions of them. God will surprise you. God will surprise you. Wherever you are tonight, you want me to pray for you. You're already a believer. You are a believer. You are a child of God. But you have problem in your walk with God. I'm not talking of those. I did another call. You have a problem with your walking with God. And you can see yourself keep falling, rising, falling, rising. And you just want me to pray for you to rededicate yourself to the Lord. If you're in that category, raise your hand. You don't want to rise and fall, rise and fall, rise and fall again. Say, Jesus, I rededicate my life to you. Help me to stand. Help me to be on fire. Help my prayer life. Help my desire to study your word. Keep me from evil friends. Keep me in your presence. Keep me from sin. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. The Lord will help you. The Lord will keep you. He will cause His face to shine on you. You will not fail. You will not fail. You will not fail. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Congratulations. And I decree, let marriages manifest. Let fruitfulness manifest. Let ministries be blessed. Let closed doors be open. Your time has come.
loved ones. I speak a blessing upon them. May their battles end. May their struggles be over. In the name of the Lord Jesus. My guest in this great outburst and outpour of God's overwhelming grace and power and glory for signs, wonders, and miracles.
Have another miracle. This man became three born at the age of three.
Since he was three.
Papa, he was three when he became.
Look at the bone, twisted. Look at the bone. This is Greater Works 2020. You live in the United States of America, you live in South America, you live in Mexico, you live in the surroundings, or you live in Europe. Be my guest. Tell everyone, your friends, your relatives, and tell